Carol Nash in The Witness. And here is your host in Hollywood, Robert Young.
In the normal course of most any day, every one of us is a witness to matters of life and death. The way we involve ourselves in these vital matters makes our own lives worthwhile or meaningless. Who is my neighbor? It's an old question, and it's by no means out of date. In our country and in our century, it can be very real indeed. On a hot, sultry summer evening in a typical American city street, it flared up and became a burning question, a matter of life and death.
That kid'll wear a rut in the sidewalk.
Well, if he hasn't already, he never will. Anyway, where does a kid skate in this neighborhood where everybody lives in rooms above the street?
Does everyone around here call you Uncle Dan?
Oh, quite a few of the kids do, Pete. And if you stick around long enough and with an artificial leg, you get to be known as a character. Come on in, have some coffee.
Thanks.
Oh, and tell me some more about college and that psychology course you're taking.
Okay, if you promise to listen.
There's that baby next door squalling again.
Get with it, Dad. Baby's gotta cry. Anyway, maybe he's as bored as I am. I wish there was something to do.
Oh, be quiet, Nancy. You're always complaining. Haven't you any studying to do?
I've done it. Anyway, it's too hot to study.
Then turn on the television.
I don't want to watch television, Mom. I want to go out and do something.
Well, you can't. Not at this time of night.
I'll come off it, Dad.
Oh, I'm going to bed and read a magazine. Anything to get...
Dave, put down that paper and talk to me. Are we going to be able to make the payments or aren't we? How?
I don't know. It depends on my commissions.
And if we can't?
Well, then some of the things have to go back.
Dave, how can you sit there and say that? Do I have to starve in an empty room because my husband doesn't make enough money?
Oh, look, I earn as good money as a lot of people, but where it goes, I don't know. Now, you've just got to be more careful, that's all.
Careful? Look at me. My clothes, this room. How dare you say that to me?
Oh, I'm sorry, Judy. Don't get all worked up. Here, let me fan you with the paper.
Oh, that feels good.
Don't worry, honey. We'll get through all of this, honest.
I didn't mean to complain, David. It's just I'm so worried with the baby coming. And it's awful hot, isn't it?
Yeah, it's muggy, like a storm coming up or something.
Uncle Dan, coffee's ready.
Well, make mine black, will you, Pete? That's fine. Now to get on with our debate. What you're saying is the kids on the street who steal or commit crimes aren't responsible, and that we just haven't made enough social progress to serve their problems, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. But we are making progress, and as we understand what makes people antisocial or violent or frustrated, we can educate them out of it.
Yeah, but does crime go down in proportion to the number of college degrees we hand out?
No, but we'll give it time. It takes time to make progress.
Hey, stick a dime in that jukebox, bud.
Okay, Rusty, you're the boss, man.
I'm having one more drink, then we're going to get out of here.
Hey, Rusty, let's go now and look for some dame.
Ah, button your lip, Bobo. I said one more, and this time, smart guy, you pay.
Look, fellas, you don't want any more liquor. I told you, I shouldn't be serving you underage.
Oh, hey, a smarty pants bartender. Who said anything about age?
Yeah, who said anything about age?
Yeah, you're not more than 16. Anybody can see that.
Well, that's our business. And if you don't want any trouble, you just make with the drinks. Now.
There's your money. And he said now. Okay, okay. It's against the law. Cops find out.
Ah, we can handle the cops.
Well, if that's the kind of damn fool ideas I bring you up on, you're in for some trouble. There you are.
Yeah, let's drink up and get out of here. I'm out.
Now, give Bud a chance. He's not old enough to take his liquor fast.
Oh, lay off, will you? I can take it. Down the hatch.
Good boy, Bud. Good night, Grandpappy. Tell the cops we're sorry we missed him.
I'll do that. And don't hurry back.
Well, you keep talking about progress, Pete, but it seems to me we haven't made very much in thousands of years.
How can you say that, Uncle Dan? Look around you. Better hospitals, better schools...
And printing presses, radios, movies, television. Now take those kids down the street below. They get 10 times the book learning that a kid 2,000 years ago had. But how much different are they when it comes to a crisis?
You don't believe that education will eventually change things?
Well, Father Time says it's 9:45. When do you have to get back?
Well, I've got a good hour yet.
Good. Now, you asked me, will education change things? I'm going to tell you something, Pete. There's just one thing that keeps us from being like wild animals. And that one thing is love. Being loved and needed and having someone to care about us. And in reverse, loving people caring about them. It's a two-way street.
You know, sometimes you make more sense than my textbooks.
Flattery, my son. I'll get you another cup of coffee.
Okay, here's my cup.
I'm in love. Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm in love.
Oh, Nancy, quiet. Your father's sleeping.
Oh, what a terrible night. How can it be so hot? Maybe if I get the window clear up, I can get some more air. No more air to be had, I guess. Hey, Mom. There's Giuseppe leaving the delicatessen.
Where? Oh, I see him now. He's a good-looking boy. He's nice, too. He's always happy and whistling.
Kind of square, but I guess he's okay.
With those three boys.
Where?
Coming the other way.
I never saw him before. Hey, they're real creepy.
Nancy, look what they're doing.
They're moving in on Giuseppe.
Hey, who are you pushing?
I thought it was somebody.
He said you were pushing.
I don't mean push. I'm sorry.
He's a jerk. That's where he is.
Hey, boss man, he pushed me.
Well, let's get him.
Madre mia! Someone help me! Please, help me!
Oh, no!
Hey, what's going on? What's the matter, Nancy?
Oh, they're beating up Giuseppe!
Can't you do something, George?
No. It's not our business. No use getting involved.
Oh, it's awful.
Oh, they're kicking a boy down on the sidewalk. We've got to stop them.
Oh, take it easy, honey. We can't do anything.
You mean you won't? Well, I can. I'm going to call the police.
No, Judy. If you do that, we'll have to give our name and we'll be involved. Let the kids work it out.
Work it out? Dave, they'll kill him.
And I tell you, it's not our business. It's dangerous to interfere. Uncle Dan, what's going on?
Oh, good God. It's Giuseppe. Come on, let's go. Take that whistle on the desk, get outside, down the street away so they'll think it's the police, and blow that whistle for all you're worth.
What about you? You might get hurt.
I've got to stop them before they kill him. Now get going, Pete.
You
hoodlums, I tell you, get away.
Ah, shut your mouth, peg leg, and keep out of this.
Why, you young punk, do it.
Let me go. Mister, come on. You hurt my arm.
Rusty, get the cop. Let's get out of here.
Hey, this way, Bobo. Hurry up.
Rusty, don't leave me. Rusty's breaking my arm.
Well, I'll break more than your arm if you try to get away.
Uncle Dan, are you all right?
Sure. I know enough judo to deal with a drunken schoolboy. I just couldn't manage to hold the other two at the same time. It's all right now, Giuseppe, boy. It's all over. We'll take care of you.
Oh, I tell you, he pushed me. He jumped me. I was walking along peacefully, and he...
Well, shut up. And we'll deal with you when the police get here. What we need is an ambulance. Have any of you called the police? I'm talking to all of you people who live up there. Did any of you call the police or an ambulance? In God's name, what's wrong with you? There's a boy down here dying, maybe.
Okay, Uncle Dan, I'll call the police.
And tell him to get an ambulance. Hurry. Hurry, Pete. And hold our prize cash.
Come here, you.
I tell you...
Ah, shut up.
Now, Sheppy. Easy does it. Your friends are here.
Thanks, Uncle Dan.
Now, you're a good boy, Giuseppe. You've got courage. That's what you've got. And we'll have help here now any minute.
Uncle Dan, he looks awful. Isn't there something we can do?
No, just try to keep him quiet. If they haven't injured his spine or his innards, he'll be all right. God knows they've tried.
It's all so stupid. I can't believe it.
Oh, it's too bad, Pete. I guess that progress of yours was just too slow to help Giuseppe much. All right, over here. Oh, this fine boy, he's beaten to a pulp.
Come on, Joe, let's get him to the hospital.
His name is Giuseppe Mancini. He lives down the street.
Oh, thanks, friend.
God help him, the poor kid. And hey, you people up there, what are you staring at? The show's over unless you want to wait for the cops to take away this 16-year-old hoodlum. But I warn you, you'd better not be looking when the police get here. You might be one of his witnesses. You might be involved. And that would never do, would it? You up there. A boy gets half killed under your eyes and you didn't even move a finger to help because you might get involved. Well, my friends and neighbors, you are involved. Because it could have been you. Well, the police are here and all we can do is go on our separate ways and wait for the next time. And I wonder which one of us it will be.
You have been listening to The Witness. And here again is your host, Robert Young.
Who is my neighbor? Giuseppe found only one neighbor out of all the people who lived in the rooms above his street. One man who fought to save his life and lost. Giuseppe died 2 hours later. Would it be different in your street? In your life? Who are your neighbors? And how many people can say of you, he's my neighbor, he really cares? I'd like to thank J. Carroll Nash, Gil Stratton, Tim Matheson, Janet Waldo, Peter Leeds, Virginia Gregg, Richard Reinauer, and Bernie Hamilton for sharing their talents with us. And thanks to each one of you for being with us.
Transcribed in Hollywood, The Witness is produced by Marjorie Hunt Pearson, directed by Thomas Freeburn Smith, and written by Lawrence Waddy. This is Art Gilmore speaking for the Episcopal Church, which presents The Witness. We hope you'll join us again soon for the next Witness.